You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and the need to add to our faith. As we began this series, we talked about the foundation of faith. Faith must be the foundation. And then after we started with that, we're now going through the different characteristics and qualities that Peter said we are to add to our faith. Last week, we talked about adding moral excellence or adding virtue. And this week, we're going to look at the next characteristic, adding knowledge. So let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Now for this reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge. And he goes on from there and talks about various other characteristics, but knowledge is what we're going to be talking about here today. That word knowledge is from the Greek word gnosis, which means seeking to know, inquiry, investigation, as Vines defines that word in his dictionary. But the important thing that we need to understand is that this is something that is acquired. This is not something that we're just born with. This isn't some sense or hunch that we have. This is something that we gain, something that we acquire, that we seek to know, that we investigate. We gain knowledge. This is understanding or enlightenment that is acquired from others or through personal diligence and observation. We are gaining knowledge and understanding about how things work, about the way things are, or knowledge of the truth. And so there are a lot of different ways we can grow in knowledge. And as we've been looking at in this series, Peter made the point that you add these things to faith. The reason why he started with faith is because these qualities that we see listed here in this passage are qualities that many people in the world also see as virtues, see as things that are good to add. The problem is the world doesn't start with faith. So what does knowledge look like? If we grow in knowledge, if we gain knowledge, what does knowledge look like without faith? Well, there are a couple ways that we can look at this. One is that if someone grows in knowledge without faith, they're not going to the proper source, which is the Word of God. We're told in passages like Psalm 119, verse 160, that the word of God is truth. The sum of your word is truth. And so if someone is growing in knowledge, but not that is based on faith, not based upon the word of God, then he's going to be, as Paul described in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, as always learning, but never coming to know the truth, never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And what happens when someone is always learning and never coming to know the truth, that they are adding knowledge but not with faith? They are like what Paul described when he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, where he says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." The world has a wisdom that it is pursuing. Paul warned Timothy about those who are following after science, falsely so-called, at the end of 1 Timothy chapter 6. But you have this knowledge or this wisdom that is based upon something other than the truth of God's word. And so when the world, they pursue that truth, they pursue what they would call the truth, it's not the truth of God's word, but when they pursue what the world thinks, what the world deems is wise and is right, that's just going to lead them away from God. But the second way that knowledge can be added without faith is that you can actually start with the Bible. Start with the Bible that is the source of faith, that is the source of truth. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, the Hebrew writer, in talking about the comparison between those Christians and the Jews that were led out of Egypt, who were not faithful to God, he says in Hebrews 4 and verse 2, "For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard," and that word is God's word, It was the word that came from him. The word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. They had the truth. They had God's word, but it was not united by faith. This type of knowledge that can be based on the proper standard, but if it's not based on a faith that we have, is not going to do us any good. It's going to lead to arrogance, as Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1, that knowledge leads to arrogance. It results in what James described in James chapter 2 and verse 17 as a dead faith. Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead being by itself. You can have the Word of God. You can have someone taking the Word of God and understanding the Word of God. But in James 1:22 says, prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. If we take the word of God and we have that knowledge of the word of God, but it's not united by faith, faith that is an active faith, that's what James was describing, not a dead faith, but a faith that is an active faith. Well, someone can continue to grow in knowledge of the word of God. They're hearers of the word, but they're not doers of the word. They have a dead faith. And so there are those two ways that we could grow in knowledge. We could add knowledge to our life, but if it's not knowledge of the truth of God's word, it's not going to do us any good. Or if we simply know God's word as an academic knowledge, that we know what it says and we understand what it says, but it's not united by faith. It's not being put into practice in our life. We're not serving God because we know that we're going to be held accountable for what we have done, that we're going to stand before Him and give an account. If we're not doing that, then we can grow in knowledge of God's word even, and it won't do us any good. That's how we can grow in knowledge or add knowledge without faith. But Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, you add to your faith. So what does knowledge look like with faith? Add to your faith. Faith is the foundation. Romans 10:17 says that the source of faith is the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What knowledge looks like with faith, it is knowledge based upon this standard, the standard of God's word. And it starts with God's word because of our attitude toward the word of God. This is going to be important because if we don't have the right attitude, we're either going to pursue a different source, worldly wisdom, or we're going to look at the Word of God like we talked about, but it's not united by faith. We're not putting it into practice. We're not growing as we should. So it starts with our attitude toward the Word of God, understanding that God's Word is true. Jesus said in John 17:17, as he prayed to the Father for his disciples, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. The word of God is truth because it is from God, God who cannot lie, as Titus 1:2 says. It is his word, it is true, and therefore we can take that and use that as our base of knowledge, and we can add that to our faith. Our attitude needs to be where we recognize that God's word is better than the word of man. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 describes how God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than man's. And because of that, because God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than us, because he cannot lie, the knowledge that comes from God's word is superior to any knowledge we could gain in this life. There's an interesting passage in Psalm 119, verses 99 and 100. The whole psalm, Psalm 119, is a psalm about the Word of God. And there are a lot of good verses here in Psalm 119, but these two verses here, verses 99 and 100, the psalmist said, I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. When we start with the Word of God, when we add knowledge of God's truth to our faith, we have a better knowledge, a superior knowledge than what the world has. We have more insight than our teachers if our teachers are not based in faith. It doesn't matter how smart they are in the ways of the world. We have a better knowledge. We have a better wisdom. We have a better understanding when we start with the Word of God. But also, as we've already touched on, in James chapter 1, James talked about being doers of the word and not merely hearers in verse 22. And he goes on and talks about the fact that we are to put these things into practice, not just look at the word of God the way, as he would go on to describe, the way a man looks in the mirror and then goes and forgets what he was. But look at the word of God. Verse 25 of James 1, the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. We have to have a practical knowledge, a knowledge that leads to doing, a doer of the word, not just an academic understanding of what the word of God says, where we can quote verses and we can say what this passage says. It has to be a practical knowledge that leads to obedience, that leads us to doing what the word of God says. The hearer may be a learner, but is not a doer. We have to be doers of the word. And so knowledge, when it's added to faith, it shows up with having a proper attitude toward the word of God and leads to putting the word of God into practice. So then how do we add knowledge to our faith? If we understand what faith or what knowledge looks like with faith, how do we go about adding knowledge to our faith? Well, again, Romans 10:17, the word of God is a source of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to go to the word of God. In the passage we've looked at in James chapter 1, in verse 21, we started a couple times, looked at verse 22, prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. The verse right before that, James said, therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. James 1:21 tells us that we are to receive the word with humility. We have to start with that attitude. We need to recognize that we don't know everything. We have to go to the word of God to see what is right. And then we have to also be willing to listen to those who are teaching the word of God. Jesus said in Luke 8 and verse 8, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now that doesn't mean that we just listen to and accept anything that someone might say who is teaching from the word of God. We are to be like the Bereans in Acts 17 and verse 11, who are commended to us as being noble-minded, because when Paul preached to them, they went and examined the scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. But we listen to those who are teaching the word of God, and then we test those things according to the scriptures. We do as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, that we study the word of God, be diligent to learn how to accurately handle the word of truth. That passage, as we look at that in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, he says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. It takes diligence to do that, to learn how to handle the word of God. And then as you think about what the Hebrew writer said over in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12, he rebuked these brethren because they had not grown as they should in their knowledge and understanding of the word of God. Hebrews 5 and verse 12, he says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. And then chapter 6 and verse 1, as he continues, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. And he goes on from there. We have to grow in our faith, move beyond those elementary principles. As Peter would say at the end of his second letter, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So how do we add knowledge to our faith? Go to the right source. Go to the Word of God. Start with an attitude of humility. Listen to those who are teaching the Word of God and test those things according to the Scriptures. Then we ourselves study the Word of God so that we know it, so that we can accurately handle it, and then continue to grow in it. Move beyond those elementary principles, those things that are fundamental and so important, but move beyond those things. And so this is how we add knowledge to our faith. So if we want to have faith that pleases God, it can't be faith by itself. It can't be a stagnant faith, but we are to grow in our faith. And as we've talked about today, we must grow in our knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. This is done by listening, studying, learning, and then applying those things so we can follow what God wants us to do and to be.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Last week, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers called the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review. This free PDF contains the 10 new articles that were published on Plain Bible Teaching between the months of November through January. So if you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this PDF by signing up at the website www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. And then you can get that free PDF along with a couple other materials. Next week, we're going to be talking about the next quality that Peter mentioned in this list, adding self-control. Until then, I hope you have a great week.